So hopefully we'll be able to finish Mochik today, and then tomorrow we will deal with the Gzeira Derabbanans of Kosiv, the random Gzeira Derabbanans Atu they're going to come to write. Just to finish off from some of the Marmokomos from yesterday, wanted to discuss three cases where Mochik might be different than Kosiv, just in terms of just the Hagdara of the Maisik Siva, how it might be different from Kosev. We pointed out yesterday this big Malchukah between the Rosh against the Rambam and the Ran as to what is the gather of the Totsah of the Malacha. Is the Totsah of the Malacha to create space in order to write two letters? Or is the gather of the Malacha just to erase the space of two letters? Not about it preparing for you to write, but it's just about creating space. It's just about erasing the space of two letters. That's what we discussed yesterday. So just the three random cases where the post can discuss whether it's similar or not similar to Kosev, mostly in terms of the Maisa HaMalacha of the act of writing. The Sfas Emes that we discussed yesterday, at the end, he has another Tzarech Iyun, and he says, Gam Tzarech Iyun, B'hayim Makom Lichtov Achas, B'makom V'machak B'sei the Os, K'dei Shiucha Lichtov Beis Os Yosi Chayiv B'zeh. He brings down a case where there's space for you to write one letter. There's already empty space for you to write one letter. Then there's another letter that's there. So when all you're doing is erasing one letter, but as a totsah, you've created space for two letters. So this isn't really nogeya to the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam. Either way, in the end of the day, you're going to have space for two letters to write. But the point here is that you're only erasing one letter, but you're creating as a totsah space for two letters because there was already another area which existed for that one letter. Remember, by Kosev, we had a similar discussion between the Machlokas, between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer. If you just have one letter already written, and then you're writing another letter right next to it, you're just writing one letter, but as a Tzitzah, you have two letters. So the Sfas Emes leaves this as a Tzarech Iyun. So it's a Tzarech Iyun whether we would extend by the Chacham say that you're Pater. The Sfas Emes says that maybe Mochlek is different. Maybe my Mochlek will be Chayiv. If you just erase one letter, leaving space for two letters, as opposed to by Kosev, we said according to the Chachamim that you'd be Pater in a case where you just write one letter, and as a Totsah, you created two letters because it was already a pre-existing letter from before Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to connect it to Kosev, and he says that by Mochik also you actually have to erase two letters. It's not enough just to create a space of two letters by erasing one letter, but you actually have to erase two letters. Just like by Kosev, you have to write two letters according to the Chachamim. So too, with regards to Mochlek, you have to erase those two letters. Yeah.
Could you read that one again? Who says that?
Rav Shlomo Zalman.
Isn't that like against the Gemara?
Why is that against the
Gemara?
Doesn't
Gemara say, Machakos Kedolah, that Yeshim Kamalach Toshayim?
No, but that's through your erasing, you're creating space for two letters. Over here, it's not through erasing that you're creating space for two letters. It was already pre-existing space to write one letter.
Okay.
And now you're erasing a second letter. So through your
oh,
erasing,
you're
only
this.
Creating an area of one letter. It's just that there's space next to it for a second letter.
He's arguing with
Sfas Emes leaves it for Saratina. Sfas Emes doesn't take sides.
Can you do the results on one again?
What the case is? Or?
Yeah, what
it's
is
the
it?
same exact case. The case that we're dealing with is a normal case where you have a piece of paper and you have enough space to write one letter, just without you doing anything. You have enough space to write one letter. And through erasing one letter, you've now allowed for enough space to write two letters because there was already pre-existing space to write one letter. That's the case of the Sfas Emes.
Right.
The Sfas Emes leaves out Tzarechin. He's not sure about that.
Yeah.
Rav Shlomo Zalman says that wouldn't be Aser, Midoraisa. That would be Pater. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and that would be parallel to the halacha that we pass in like with regards to Kosev. Just like by Kosev, if you have already a pre-existing letter there, to add another letter, which would just be a maisa of one letter, but an end result of having two letters on the page, so there the Chacham say that we're pater, it's not an issur d'oraisa. So too, with regards to erasing, if you just erase one letter, but because of what existed next to it, that you already had space for another letter, so as a total, you would have space for two letters. That doesn't make a difference. Since you only erased one letter, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you'd be pater. You have to actually erase two letters. In order to be chayev, you have to erase two letters. It's not enough that you created space for two letters by just erasing the area of one letter because of what's next to it, you actually have to erase two letters on Shabbos. The second distinction, possible distinction between Kosev and Mochik in terms of the Maisa is the Bir Halacha in Divrei Maaskel HaMochik that you saw yesterday. He quotes from the Prima Gadim that if you erase one letter to be mashlim the sefer, let's say you have a sefer which has an extra letter on it, like a sefer Torah that has an extra letter on it, and then through erasing it, you were attacking the sefer Torah, the Prima Gadim there says that you're chayiv, even though you only erased one letter. But just like by kosev, we say lahashlim bo'as to sefer, everyone agrees. According to that daya, everyone agrees that you're chayiv. Because Lahashim Bo'as to Sefer is chashiv enough just to write one letter. So too, to erase one letter, because through erasing it, you were attacking the Sefer, it was an extra letter. So there too, you would also be chayiv. That's what the Prima Gadim says. The Bir Halacha quotes that, B'Shem in the Prima Gadim. So there's a Sefer, I think this is the first time that I'm quoting it, but it's a very good Sefer that I've used in Shabbos. It's a Sefer called Tevas Moshe, written by Rabbi Brown from Farakway. I don't know if any of you have heard of him. Moshe Brown from Farakway. So he wrote the Sefer Tevas Moshe, which deals with like a lot of lumdus with regards to the Malachos and Shabbos. So he has the following point. Alright, so if you look back at the Mar Makomos from yesterday, let's read from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, this is on the second page of the Mar Makomos, if you still have it, Malchak Osachas Gedola V'yesh Mekomek De'Liftov Shtei Osios Chayim. That's just like our Gemara. If you erase one big letter in order to put in two letters, you're chayav. Because of Osachas Gedola, Afa Pishi Yesh Mekomek De'Liftov Shtei Osios Pater. Our Gemara also. Then Rav Menachem Be'er Rav Yosi Omer Zeh Chomer B'Mokim B'Kosev Shem Mokim Amnas Atakin Chayav Akosev Amnas Takakva Pater. Then he says as follows. This is the Rishami. Yeshu kosev nikuda achas, v'chayv alaham mishim kosev u'mishim mochek. There's a way to write one nikuda, and you're chayv because of kosev and mochek. Yeshu mochek nikuda achas, v'chayv alaham mishim kosev u'mishim mochek. And you could erase one letter, and then you're chayv mishim kosev u'mishim mochek. Hey, Chavidi, what's the case that you could erase one letter, and you're chayv mishim kosev u'mishim mochek? Haya dalet vaso resh. Resh vaso dalet. If you erase a little bit of the Dalet to turn into a Resh, or erase part of the Resh to turn into a Dalet, you're chayv there, Mishim Kosef, Umishim Mochik. And the Carbonator explains. Yeshu Kosef Nikuda Achas V'chayv Allah, Av Bishinu Allah Haga Us Achas, Ho V'zeu Tikun HaSefer. If you write one letter, you're chayv, even though it's only Haga Us Achas, the Asr Ladam will show Sefer Shin Maguna Mishum Altishkum Alacha Abla Havalik Kosav Usachal Shin Mosefer Dechaya. That's in terms of Hashlamas Sefer. But with regards to the other point of the erasing one letter, part of a letter, so then you've created two, so our Gemara also discusses it in the Bavli, if you recall. In the Bavli, when you erase the chest to create two Zions, the Gemara says, Yerchai Mishum Kosi. But the Rishami says that if you erase part of a letter, you can be chayv mishum mochik and mishum kosev. Just by erasing part of a letter, you've changed that letter, so you're chayv mishum mochik. Because you created a different letter, you're chayv mishum kosev. Right? By changing the resh to a dalet. The Bavli discusses the case of a ches, by erasing part of the ches, you create two zions. And the Bavli only says that you're chayv mishum kosev. So the Tevas Moshe says that this issue seems to be a machlokes between the Bavli and the Rishami. This issue of erasing to then create two letters, a chash of erasing, which then creates two letters, which is parallel to just erasing one letter to be mashlim the sefer. The point is that you're erasing, and then you're creating a chash of two letters there. So according to the Bavli, where you erase the ches and you just create two zayins, the Bavli only says you're chayim mishum kosev. It doesn't mention anything about mochik. It just says chayim mishum kosev. So if you erase part of it, not the area of two letters, but you erase part of it where it then creates the end result of two letters, creates two zions, the Bavli seems to be saying that you'd be pater in that case, Mishim Mochik. You're only chayim Mishim Kosev, but you'd be pater Mishim Mochik. That's what he wants to say from the Bavli. The Yerushalmi, in the Tanaima, the Yerushalmi seems to say that if you erase part of a letter, and then you've created a letter, so then you would be chayav. Just by erasing part of it, even though you didn't erase the whole letter, you just erased part of the letter, and you've created a letter, then you would be chayav. Mishim mochik. Right? So there ends up, it seems to be that there's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, says the Tevez Moshe, about this situation. The situation where you've erased not the space of two letters, but you've erased less than that, but you've created two letters. Through erasing, you've created two letters. So according to the Bavli, all it discusses is mochik, is kosev, so you'd be patur mishum mochik. But the Yerushalmi says, in the Chanami, you should be chayav mishum mochik. And so he has a pretty good raya. It seems to be a pretty good raya in terms of this issue that for the Bavli should be Pater and the Yerushalmi should be Chayav. So how the Prima Gadim deal with this? The Prima Gadim seems to say that you're Chayav in such a situation, right? Prima Gadim is discussing a slightly different situation about being Masrim the Sefer, but the idea is the same. So you have to say that the Prima Gadim either holds like the Yerushalmi, or the Prima Gadim holds the Bavli's Lav Dafka. And when the Bavli said that you're Chayav Mishum Kosev, it meant Mishum Kosev and Mishum Mochet. That would be the only way for the Prima Gadim to fit with the Bavli. Does anybody want me to repeat this? We're good?
I just didn't get why the has to be the Prima Gadim.
Prima Gadim is dealing with a case of Mashin Bosa Sefer. So that's also a case where you're not erasing the area of two letters, but you're creating something which is Chasha. So that's parallel to a case of where you're erasing the Ches, part of the Ches, which is not the area of two letters, but you've now created something which is Chasha enough to be Chayim Mishim Kosei. You created two zions. So just like in the Bavli, when you erase the Ches and you created two zions, the Bavli only says Yechai Mishim Kosev, but not Mishim Mochik. So then you would say the same thing with regards to the case of being Mashim Bosa Sefer. When you're Mashim Bosa Sefer, you've erased less than the space of two letters, but it was Chashav enough to be Chayim Mishim Kosev. Right? Fine. So that... He just says that he's the one that points out that there's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. He points this out. That this issue should be a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. Fine. So that's the second case of a potential difference or similarity between Kosev and Mochik. The first case was what happens if you erase one letter when there's already space pre-existing to write a second letter. Empty space there to write a second letter. That was the first case. Which the Sfas Emes had a Tarachin about, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman thought that it's parallel to Kosev. And then the second case that we have here is what happens if you erase less than the area of two letters, but it creates something which is Davar Chashav enough to be Chayav Mishum Kosev. So that was the Prima Gadim held that you're Chayav for, just like by Kosev. And the Tevis Moshe points out that it's a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. The third and final case is the Mishnah Brura points out in Shin Mem Yud Beis. Discusses this with regard to the Mochik. When you erase two letters, the Mishnah Brura says, Shtei Osios, Val Pachos Mikain, let's say you erase one letter. What's the Isser if you erase one letter? He says, Gam Kin Yesh Isser, Al Dinach Min Alinin Chiyav Chatos. He says this is an Isser, but with the Nach Min with regards to a Chiyav Chatos. So L'chora, he's saying that L'chora is an Issa Dereset. He's not clear here whether it's an Issa Dereset. To erase one letter, is it an Issa Dereset or an Issa Derabanan? He says the Nafkamina is not with regards to an Issa Dereset or an Issa Derabanan. The Nafkamina is with regards to a Chiyav Chatos. So he seems to be saying that there's an Issa Dereset. So he seems to be connecting, just like by Kosev, we say that if you write one letter, we had a discussion about this, but the Mishnah Brura held that there's an Issa Dereset if you just write one letter because of Chatos here. So he's saying so too with regards to the Mochik. If you erase one letter, that would also constitute Chatzishir, and there would also be an Isser Dereisa. It just has an Afkamina with regards to the Chiyav Chatzis. But it would be also an Isser Dereisa of Chatzishir. So those are three issues in terms of the Maisa HaKsiva, whether they connect to Kosev or not. Now two other points that mentioned the Mishnah Brura, and then we'll discuss the case of cutting cake. In Shin Mem Yira Aleph, the Mishnah Brura mentions that when we say that you're only chayav when it's mochik amanas lichtov, so he points out that it doesn't have to be that it's amanas lichtov on Shabbos. As long as you have kavana, amanas lotov, it's not that you actually have to write it on Shabbos. It's just amanas lotov even for after Shabbos. As long as it's mochek, amanas lotov, at some point in time, so then you've been over the mochek. And I think this is bein for the Rashi, bein for the Rambam. It doesn't make a difference. If the Rambam just has to be just some sort of tikkun. So as long as you have kavana for it to act as a tikkun, you're over. And also for the Rush, the point is that you have to create the potential to write. You don't actually have to write it. You don't have to write it on Shabbos. You don't even have to write it. As long as your kavana was to write it, so then you created potential, enough space for potential to write. As long as you have kavana to write it at some point in time. In Shin Mem Yod, the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Bach that to expose writing which was covered, to expose writing to cover writing would be a problem of mocha. To cover writing would be a problem of mocha. He puts that from the Bach. Just to cover writing would be a problem of mocha. To put tape over it. It's not just erasing, but to just cross out would be crossing it out. But let's just put another page and glue it onto it. So it would be another problem.
It has to be like a temporary, permanent thing.
Yeah.
Closing a book.
Yeah, closing a book would not constitute it. It would have to be that someone permanent. So the Lama Test and Waffles, based on that, says the following Havakha, which happens sometimes. Sometimes you have books where they're like, pages are stuck to each other. So if they're stuck to each other, so then to open it, to separate them, so then he would say that would be a problem of kosei. Because if mochek is just having the pages stuck to each other, to put a page on top of another page would be mochek, so then to undo it would be a problem of kosei. You're now exposing the writing. You're exposing the writing through opening the page. But he says that this would only be true if where it's attached, there are letters. If there are letters in the rest of the page, you just can't open the page because the sticky part is on some other place where there are no letters. That wouldn't be a problem. The only time that is a problem is when the sticky part is right where the letters are. Because then, through removing that sticky part, you are now exposing the red.
It's interesting, because in every other case, we look at Kusev and say, would this be also by close? And we apply to Mocha. Here, Rubiad is looking at Mocha. Open it would be an Esther Kose, bringing it the other direction.
Yeah, it's true. I thought. Yeah, the Bach says that it's also. He's learning from Wolfgang Kose. Bach is discussing a case where, like, ink fell on letters. When ink fell on letters, it covers up the letters. So he says that to erase that ink would reveal the letters, and therefore you fulfill kimochek amenas lichtov. It's like erasing in order to write. Because you now reveal the letters. It's an extension. I'm not sure exactly the parallel to Mr. Bruce's case. Anyways, that's what the Lama Test and Lachos says. Okay, so now let's discuss cutting cake, which has letters on top. The Rama in Shin Mam Gimel says, "Also, this for Ugo Shikosav Aleha Kimin Osios Achal Pish Inu Mechavin Rakla Achila Dehaben Mochik." The Rama says it's usher to cut a cake, which has letters written on it, even though your kavana is just eat it, you don't have any kavanah to erase, but as a psik resha, the letters are cut through cutting the cake. That's what the Rama says. And this is based on a Mordechai, who says this. He says that to give it to kids, so then that's not a problem. The kids could then cut it themselves, but for an adult, then like for an adult would be a problem. It's not a problem to have told the kids to do. So that's what the Rama says. So the Mepharshim on the page, so they all have problems with this Ramah. The Taz, which we actually saw with regards to the Borer, the Taz says that, no, what's the problem here? This is all part of Derech Achila. We know that just like Borer, there's a Hesed from Derech Achila. So it's over here, there should be a heter. Rishim Derech Hechila. The Taz doesn't understand this Isser for the Ramah. So we pointed out at the time. You see, the Chazon Ish also has this Har. That just because you have a heter of Derech Hechila with regards to the Borer, it doesn't mean that you have across the board a heter of Derech Hechila. Remember, with regards to the Borer, there's a whole discussion as to why Derech Hechila was mutter. Is it because the Shinui, the Alter, is it because of some sort of Shinui, or is it because of, it's just not La'otzer, Borer? Part of the definition of Borer is that you're keeping it for storage, but if it's Derech Hechila, so then it's not for storage.
So we're talking about, though, specifically cutting in between letters, not cutting a letter, or we're saying
both. We'll discuss that. Yeah, Pasha is...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ramah Pasha is talking about what case?
Well, Shlomo Zalman was going to say that, I mean, the Ramah himself was Mekel.
By in between letters?
With regards to the book. That was a tier from two different tier.
Yeah.
So these are also the cap.
I mean, the Ramah says that you can't buy a cake.
He says you can't.
Right.
Yeah. So you have,
is his case talking about in between letters or?
So Shlomo Zalman, we'll get to it. But Shlomo Zalman says that if to cut in between letters, not the letter itself in between letters, that would be fine.
Even according to the Ramah.
Yeah. Yeah. He says that would be fine. Yeah.
Well, Brock is not asking us from the Torah, so when we said, oh, is it if you kill an alchemy of it?
No, the Ran did not. No,
he didn't.
He did not. Extend. So the Taz here is extending it beyond that to quote. So that's the Taz's point. The Magen Avraham points out in the Shinran Vav that this is only with regards to Ksiva, which is on top of the cake. Ala ugos osios midavar atar abakshak ksiva hi mea uga atma. If the writing is part of the cake, it's like etched into the cake, and it's supposed to be a dime shari, and that would be mutter. Lachen ochlan ugos sheish aleim tzirin. So if it's like really part of the cake, then that would be mutter. We'll come back to this Magen Avraham to discuss what the svar is in a few minutes. But the Magen Avraham has this distinction between whether the letters are on top of the cake, as opposed to whether they're really a part of the cake.
So, the leniency of Rosh Hashanah that you can cut between the letters according to the Ramah, would he say that you can cut the letters themselves? Well, he does. He does, right? He cut the letters themselves even.
He's Mathmer for the letters themselves.
No, the footnote said no, though, no?
Which footnote?
Mishmir Shabbos, he quotes. He says he doesn't think there's an issue at all.
The one that you showed me before?
Yeah.
Salam al Aleph is really, he explains for Rosh Hashanah, he says it's only dealing with the case where it's like etched into the cake.
Right.
He says,
okay.
It's not where it's on top of the cake.
So no one assumes, although, no, the Taz would say that you can cut even the letters themselves.
Correct. The Taz would say that. And we'll see the Dagom Ravava. We're discussing right now. The Dagom Ravava, found in the Otsam Reparshim on the Shulchan Aruch. So he says that there shouldn't be any issue here whatsoever. He says as follows, it's also interesting, we'll see in a minute, he says, O Nir Lani Yazdai, the Lomi Bai Lutrimus Hadashin, Jehevi Amagin Abram, the Be'ezer Durabban Mutter Pesik Reisha, and Kemoch Hazad, the Lava Manas Lukto, who Rak Ezer Durabbanan, the famous Chita of the Trimus Hadashin, he says that the Pesik Reisha, even if it's Nichalai, the Pesik Reisha is Nichalai, the Trimus Hadashin says that if on an Ezer Durabbanan, it's completely Mutter. So here, at the very least, it's an Isser Derabbanan, because it's not Almanas Lichto. So we're dealing here with an Isser Derabbanan. According to the Trumas Hadeshin, this is a Psik Reisha, so it should be Mutter. Shulchan Aruch passes like this Trumas Hadeshin. Everybody else disagrees with it, but he says, besides the Trumas Hadeshin, he says, if the guards say an Isser Derabbanan on a Psik Reisha, it's Mutter. Even according to Magen Avraham, who argues on the Trumas Hadeshin and holds that it's Asur, and this is the Rabbanan on the Psik Reisha, we call Malkam Hare, Hechedein Miskavin, Yam Miskavin, Umekalkel, Veose Kalachriyad, Gama Magen Avraham Matir Sham, Afilu Psik Reisha. But here we have multiple Isurim of Rabbanan. What do we have? We have Eina Miskavin, Yam Miskavin, which is every Psik Reisha, I'm not sure why he adds that. Umekalkel, it's kilkel. V'osa kalachia. So essentially, what is he saying? You have kilkel and it's kalachia. And the fact that it's shalom and aslucha. Those three things should lower it from nisadresa to nisadrabanon, and then you should be mekel in the case of psik ratio. So it's interesting that he views shalom and aslutov and kilkel as two separate heteros. Why? Because we pointed out that shalom and aslutov as a kilkel for the Rambam is really the same thing. The Rambam said that why is it that you need it to be amanas lutov? It's just amanas lutakin. It's not really amanas lutov, but it's any amanas lutakin. So if you're not writing in order, if you're not erasing in order to write, and kilkel are essentially the same thing according to the Rambam. Right? So for the Rambam, it's just a kilkel. It's kind of hot. But Dagum Ravava separates the two. He calls it kilkel and shalom nasalto. So it seems to be that the Dagum Ravava is of the understanding like the Rush, that amanasalto is really a part of the malacha. You have to write mochik amanasalto. That's part of the malacha. We pointed out yesterday that Rosh Hashanah Zalman also seemed to take that side with regards to the tshuva, with regards to smoking on Yantav. We pointed that yesterday. Rosh Hashanah Zalman also seems to assume that. So, Dalam Ravava also seems to assume that. But he says there are three Sura Dura Ravanan here on a Psik Resha, so we should be Mekel. And the Dalam Ravava passing is that we should be Mekel. But to cut the letters itself on the cake, it should be Mutzer. It's interesting, the Dalam Ravava is dealing only with the case of a Psik Resha Denichalai. Just parenthetically to point out, before this is a Psik Resha Delo Nichalai. You don't really care for the letters being cut. If anything, you would rather have the letters stay there. You'd rather have the happy birthday remain on the cake. So it's really delo nichalei. On a psik resha delo nichalei, on an issur derabanan, on one issur derabanan, is an issue. The Magen Avraham is machmir. Sfardim are more mekel. Ravad is mekel. On a psik resha delo nichalei, on one issur derabanan, Sfardim are more mekel. On multiple Isir Rabbanon, even the Mr. Brewer in some places, he seems to be so to himself, in some places he's also Mekel. Multiple Isir Rabbanon. The cake case should be multiple Isir Rabbanon, and it should really be a Psik Rish Zilon Nichalei. So Svardim should for sure be Mekel with regards to that, according to Rav Avadya. And the Mr. Brewer himself, in some places, seems to be Mekel. There's a whole discussion with regards to the Mr. Brewer. He's so to himself, how to deal with that theory, it's not for now. But the Mishnah Brura, according to many, seem to hold that the Mishnah Brura would be Mekel on a Psik Resha Delo Nichalei on multiple Isur Derabanan. So then with that alone, you should be Mekel with regards to the cake case.
What were the three things that he quoted? He said it was a Psik Resha Delo Nichalei?
That who quoted?
No,
he's dealing with Psik Resha Delo Nichalei. For some reason, he's not even discussing the Delo Nichalei aspect of it.
He's just saying
with regards to Psik Resha, he says that it's shalom and aslutov. It's a kilkel. It's kolar chayad.
Right. So wait. You said he's not dealing with what?
Psik resha delo nichalei. He's just assuming regular psik resha that you want. You want.
Even in such a case, you're saying.
Even in such a case,
in this case, you
be mekel. I'm just pointing out
because that it might be lo nichalei.
I'm just pointing out that this might be lo nichalei. Before this is a case of lo nichalei. So Ravadi says that lo nichalei on a single issur derabanan can make a line. And with regards to multiple issur derabanan, that's a discussion in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says different things in different places. That's a whole big discussion exactly how to explain the sheet of the Mishnah Brura. But there are those that explain that in a regular case, the Mishnah Brura would also be makel with regards to psik resha delo nichalei on multiple issur derabanan. Fine. L'chazon ish, in Samach Aleph, argues with the Dagum Ravava, and he defends the Ramah to say that it's asur. But he's master. He says, what are you talking about? You don't have two Isur Rabbanon here. He says, it's not mukhrach that the Uga have a davar shein miskayim. Part of the heter, part of the Isur Derabanan here that the Ksiva itself is not Miskayim, maybe it isn't Miskayim. says the whole Heter of Trade Rabbanon is not clear. So he says that you can't be Mikla just because it's Trade Rabbanon. He's Machmir in the end. That's not an issue. The fact that it's Trade Rabbanon, in the end of the day, that's not a reason to be Mikla. And the Mishnah Brewer himself, in Shin Mem, Yud Zayin quotes this Heter the Dagom Rabbava. And then he says, Yesh Lismachalav Kishin Rishover B'mach Mos Yos B'yado Rak B'pev Derech Achila. So the Mishnah Brewer himself is only Mekel if you are cutting letters with your eating it, but not if you're cutting it. If you're cutting it with the knife, that you wouldn't be Mekel based on the Dagom Rabbava, but it's only specifically when it's going into your mouth. That's the Mishnah Brewer.
What's the difference?
Why should there be a difference? I think part of it is a tirif with the heter of derech achila of the taz. And once it's like that, specifically once it's coming into your mouth, so then we'll be mekel. Super meyad. Yeah. Okay, so if one were to be machmir, again, the dagum rabbah is mekel, the taz is also mekel. Yeah.
But that's talking specifically about cutting the letters themselves or cutting in between the letters.
Shlomo Zalman is going to say that this whole discussion is specifically cutting the letters themselves, cutting between the letters.
So everyone would agree that you can cut in between the letters.
Shlomo Zalman held that between the letters is fine. That's how we understood the Lavush. So the reason why between the letters is fine is because you're just separating the letters.
It's
you're not erasing the letters. Yeah. That goes back to the case of opening and closing the book. So that's how Shlomo Zalman understood Chumra, the Magen and Lavush was because by opening and closing the book, you're separating one letter itself. But separate between letters would be fine. That's how Chumra's not going to say.
Why would there must say it's Usher? He himself didn't think
well, that. Well, by the bookcase, it's also an additional letter.
Oh, Usher?
Also
is
okay. Yeah. Okay, so assuming one is Machmir, again, the Dagom Rav and the Taz are Mekel, and the Chazon Ish is Machmir, and the Magen and the Mishnah Brewer is also Machmir unless it's going into your mouth, erasing the head is going into your mouth. So assuming you're Machmir, how do you get out of it? So I've seen recently that there are firm bakeries, and now when they give you the happy birthday cake for Shabbos, they have it on a separate piece, on a separate background.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have it elsewhere. Okay. So they just have it on a separate piece to get out of all these problems, and then you give it to somebody and they can, or the Mishnah Brewer, you could just eat the whole piece onto itself. That would be a problem. Or you could just give it to the child. But let's say you don't have that. So how do you get out of it? So Lama Tess Malachos, Rabbi Ribiyat, Rabbi Malachos, one suggestion he gives is that if you just cut off the surface. You just make sure to scrape off the top surface with the letters, and then that wouldn't be a problem. So you're just removing the entire top layer. No, because it's first of all, you could eat it. You could still eat that part. And what do you mean? The letters.
So then there'd be no
reason. The letters are separate, but I don't think it'd be a because you also plan on eating that. I'm sure some kid is gonna eat that. One. So
you can't even maniach lechol later.
For later, yeah.
You can't do that.
The other thing I was thinking about was perhaps that if you're just it could be viewed as a it's the top part, so it could be viewed as a peel. The reason you can't get to the bottom part because of it. So you can't get to the peel. We have that tether. There are ways to get out of Boer Real Story, but in most cases someone's gonna eat that, or at least part of it. That's what Theriano also says, that you could cut the part of the that top layer. Shlomo Zalman, this is what Vera asked about. Shlomo Zalman says that you're allowed to cut between each letter, you just can't cut the actual letter itself. The Magen Avraham has the heter of it being etched in. You have it that it's really a part of the cake and it's etched in, so then that would be fine. Cut it because it's part of the cake. And the Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Heter and Tezvav and Shin Mem Tezvav. Davke kishikosin al ugios osios midavar acher, only if it's from something else that you're putting on top of the cake. Avak shaksiva hime ha uga atzma b'defoso b'yadayim shari. But if the ksiva is really part of it, like it's a part of the cake, that you etched it into the cake, then that would be mutter. The ancient ksiva alel. The Chazon Ish already points out in Misvara, I hear the Chazon Ish, that like, what's the difference whether the letters are etched into the cake or whether it's on top of the cake, and then there you have letters written on the cake. What's the difference between this cake? The Chazon Ish asks, it's also in Samach Aleph Aleph, in Divya Masal Mashukhazak Mishabura, he doesn't understand the distinction between the two. And he says the Magen Avraham, when he has his heter, he leaves it to Tzarafian. If you look at the Magen Avraham carefully at the end, he says, Tzarafian, whether this should be mutter or not. Mishnah Berurah just assumes that they're the Mekel. Based on this ha'ara of the Magen Avraham, even though the Magen Avraham itself leaves it to Tzarafian. And the Chazon Ish doesn't understand the svar for this. So I saw that in the third Yom Lachos, Rabbi Ribiat, he tries to give a svar for this. And he says that when the writing is etched into the cake, so the writing is really secondary. You're having cake, and the writing is secondary to the cake. It's like the writing is not really important. But when it's on top, when it's a separate part of the cake, it's just on top of the cake, so then it's there for the writing. It's there for the letters. It's there for the happy birthday. But when it's really just a part of the cake, so then it's really secondary to it being a cake. That's a spur. I'm not sure, like, but, okay, so it's secondary, but it's still writing. He's trying to give some sort of spur to this. The Magen Avraham does give this distinction and lose it to everything, and the Mishnah Berurah passes it. But you still have to know exactly what the svar is behind this. The third Yom Lachos is trying to give some sort of svar. It's a bit of a difficult svar. The Shmir Shabbos. Yeah. He's saying that when it's etched into the cake, so then really we wouldn't call this writing. We call this a cake. Happens to be that it's also writing. But we wouldn't call this writing. You're not erasing anything, you're cutting a cake. We wouldn't call this erasing. We just call this cutting a cake. We don't view it as though there's actual writing there. It's just like secondary to the actual cake itself. That's what he wants to suggest. Yeah.
Two things. So if a ribby, I would not do it, you cut it between letters?
I think he has the heter also.
Okay. And two, would we say that if the cake itself has frosting on top of the cake and the letters are written in frosting?
You're asking.
Yeah.
So, based on the svara of Thurim Lachos, that's the svara behind it, so then you would have the icing there, even if you didn't have Happy Birthday, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They don't only put the icing there for the Happy Birthday, right. The icing would be there regardless. Mm-hmm. So then I would say that that's viewed as part of the food. That would also have this heter. I would assume so. I don't really understand the svara so much to the heter, but assuming that's a svara, so then I hear extending to that case. The Shmir Shabbos in Yid Aleph Ches Ha'ar Lamed. Shmir Shabbos has the same side. He says in Zion, Yid Aleph Zion, he says, also laftof es osios os et yirim over lafilosum. You can't cut the actual letters, and he points out that this is, in the Ha'ar, he points out that there's only to cut the actual letter, not in between the letters. And then in Zion he has a suggestion that Chotof Hashama from Yibod Yom Mutal Hotzi Menu Prusa B'Shabbos Gami Misparekis Alideza Os Shlema Otsir Shalom. His suggestion is before Shabbos to just cut the cake before Shabbos and leave it in its place. As long as you cut the cake before Shabbos, then that's fine because you've already cut the actual letters, and then you can take it out on Shabbos. It's a little bit of a chiddush because when you cut the actual cake and leave it in its place, you're still able to read like, the happy birthday.
Same as the book, no? The pages are all separate, but make a word together. No, I'm saying
and it's not
just the same.
And he's masmer on that with regards to the between the letters. Yeah, so it should be somewhat parallel to that.
Can you make other slices?
No, you'd have to do it for every letter that you're cutting off. You don't have to do it just to cut the slices before Shabbos, and then to take off the slices on Shabbos.
This is like what we saw in the Talmud. Like, said the reason why he thinks of the, like the case with the Maharam that it's usher is because that's considered like you cut the two, and it's impossible to put them together in the same exact way, so therefore it's not considered a chiluk.
Say it again. What does Taz say?
The Taz says that like he tries to make a chiluk between like opening a sefer versus like what the Maharam says is usher cutting the cake. He says because when you cut the cake, then you can never like put them back in the same way because it's no longer considered a chibur. If you try to put the cake, I'm assuming the logic is that if you try to put the cake next to it, they're not actually considered connected anymore.
You haven't really moved the cake, you're just cutting the slices. The cake is exactly as is.
But yeah, but I think he's saying that like there's a distinction in terms of like whether you can actually put the two pieces and actually connect them. Like, I don't know, that's what
I guess it's a question of the Metzius, whether you can actually view them as connected or not. If you read the, now that you're cutting the cake, you actually read the words. I guess that's what the issue is. Perhaps your phone was on the hose when you cut the cake. The actual letters themselves, so then you just ruin, before Shabbos, you ruin that letter. That's what your phone says. Mishabrua has the heter that you're allowed to cut the actual letter as you eat it. When you put it in your mouth, i.e. you haven't cut the letter before you put it in your mouth, you're allowed to erase the letter as you eat it. That's what he says in Yitzayim. He says you can rely on the Dagum Ravava in terms of that case. Rabbi Rivi has to also make it based on that. The Chazon Ish seems to also be mafmer with regard to that case. He seems to be mafmer, but he agrees in the following case. If it dissolves not in your mouth, but in your stomach, if it erases in your stomach, so then he's mekel. Oh, you're going to ask me, what kind of case is this that you just like stick the fork down your throat? What's the case? The case is sometimes a pill. Exactly. A pill sometimes has words on it. So then he would allow you to take a pill where it dissolves in your stomach.
This is who?
The Chazon Ish. That would be the case with the Chazon Ish would be mekel. It seems like he's not for every other case.
You can take that way.
Assuming you're allowed to take that pill on Shabbos, so then you wouldn't be able to rank post it.
What can you
just
do?
A different scenario. We're done with the cake case, but a different scenario is sometimes you have a cake which has a specific shape. Cake itself is in a specific shape. It's shaped like a, I don't know, whatever it is. A boat. You have a cake that's shaped like a boat. You have a cake that's shaped in some sort of shape. So I think we're makel for that because in order for it to have a case of kosev, it has to have some sort of background. It's just purely like the cake made into a shape. It's not on a background. So erasing it wouldn't be thigh, just like the kosev, it wouldn't be kosev to do that, so then it wouldn't be mokek either to do that. That's why you're allowed to have, independent of the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to have alphabet soup or something like that, you're allowed to eat the alphabets themselves because it itself is not on the background. Wouldn't the soup itself? No, because that's not permanently placed on the soup. It's floating in the soup.
If Igor Moshe says that when you have like drops, then the drops are considered attached to the table, and that's considered a legitimate keyboard. Then why would?
But that's because it's set there. It's not moving around. By soup, everything's moving around. It would be equivalent to Scrabble, or Moshe's Mako, because Scrabble is constantly like, moving around. Scrabble's mother. Say that the soup, which is the alphabet from the alphabet soup, is like moving around within the soup. By the drops, it's staying there. It's staying on the table. It's not moving. That would be the material of the drops that would be awesome.
But
just like a Scrabble we make, so to here we make one. The Chazanish does have another case where if you have a design, let's say there's a design on the cake, but that design doesn't mean anything. It's just purely a design. It's not like a picture or anything. You just have some sort of design there. The Chazanish says that with regards to that case, that's not viewed as kosev, so you'd be able to cut that. It's just purely a design. The design is not even a roshin. A roshin means that it has some sort of meaning to it. The design doesn't have any meaning to it. It doesn't represent something, so he says that it would be mutter to cut that. And finally, with regards to removing ink off your hand, let's say you want to wash your hand, there's ink on your hand. So the Shmir Shabbos in Yudal Chavtes, Harap Gimel, says that we can be mikra with regard to that, because only this is the Rabbanon, and it's named Darker Bekah, and it's a Sikrisha. So he's making with regards to that. I believe that Rabbi Ribia in Talmud Tes Malacha says that if it's like an actual stamp, it has actual letters on it, it's not just purely ink, but an actual writing on that, I believe, well, I have to look back at it, but I believe the Talmud Tes Malacha is machmir with regards to that. He says you shouldn't like specifically wash it off to remove it. To wash it off to remove that, he says it would be also. He says you could wash your hands on the tail to dime, and whatever happens, happens, I believe. But to actually to rub it off, if you have like an actual stamp on your hand on Shabbos, excuse me, is machmir with regards to that. So that is a mochik, and tomorrow we'll deal with the Surah Darabanan Atu Kosev.